Hi guys, what's up? How you doing? It's your girl Remy here. I think if you don't hear it's your girl Remy here, you'd be wondering if they've kidnapped me, because that's one of our catchphrases. What's good? How are you guys? What's everything? How's everything going? What's popping? Welcome to the Omniverb podcast. You already know it's them vibes on here. Vibes on vibes. We see everything. We just have conversations on here. You feel it from beginning to the end because it's energy on here. Regardless, I'm sorry if the energy and stuff is not high at the beginning. Don't worry, it might come up later, but one kind of sleep is worrying me. I'm supposed to go make my hair. I already sent my brother to go and check like how far she should come from the address and stuff. Juma said I should come. I was praying. I was expecting this woman to say, no, don't come tomorrow. So I'll continue to push it. But I'm doing myself. I'm just trying to like avoid. I know what I'm doing to myself. There's this, you know, this pain when you make new hair. Pretty hurts people. And I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm trying to avoid. I have not eaten again. You know when you eat, food makes people lazy. So yeah. How have you guys been? The break, the long holiday, even though this break, quote unquote, does not concern us down as a strike. It's now our business. A lot of good things have happened. A lot of nice things have happened. I saw one of my very good friends and my family friends. I saw them. Like, it's been this break and this celebration made me see them. I mean, it was one of my highlights like of the past week, since one of the highlights I had since the last episode of the podcast. It was great. It was nice, like being around them and stuff. I was really, really happy. But I tried to like compound or kind of like compress it, then obviously I'm too excited, because those boys. Yes, you heard Yemi on the last episode. I saw Yemi. I've not seen Yemi since 2018. Like, we've only just been talking. And with Yemi, I just know that you don't have to be around somebody all the time for you to be really good cheese. We've had fights and stuff. He said it's going to be swelling when he listens, because he definitely listens to the podcast. But I beg, guys, shift. And he's out here contributing to the growth of the podcast like you should. In cash and kind. Oh my god, that does not sound right. But you get my point. How are you guys now? How is everything now? What's popping? Me, I'm just there. I'm feeling lazy. Yeah, it's yam season, you guys. My dad went somewhere and he brought yam. Ah, god, see, good things have just been happening because I love yam. I love plantains. I love beans. Now, I've been getting beans steady. I can't get tired of that man, that motherfucker. I can't get tired of beans, that sweetheart. Then we have a plantain on the back. And every day I check them, because, guy, you gotta grow, fam. Don't do this to me. Then yam. I'm like, okay, since this man traveled, he should be able to bring yam. He brought yam. Oh, I'm so, so happy. So yeah, I hope something, despite the chaos, despite everything that has been happening, I hope that something, at least one thing, like me, one thing happened. I hope you're able to at least pay attention to the good thing that happened, and I hope you were grateful for it, because I'm grateful too. So I think on the last episode, a lot of people wanted to eat me raw because I didn't have a rant, because I was happy. But in the space of that time, things have happened. People, human beings. People are who they are, Sha. That's what I would just say. People are who they are. I can't really do much. I can't say anything. People are who they are. But one thing that stood out, that I think there are many rants, but I just have to pick one, because this is one of the days when there's no mood, there's no vibe, and if I continue to push this thing, people will know your podcast. I mean, I've promised that I will not be sleeping on this thing. Let me use that to strike. So that when school resumes, I'll not be like, ah, and I was at home, I didn't do podcast for you people. We don't want something like that. So please, don't forget to like, don't forget to share, don't forget to leave your comments. I've seen people say they want to leave comments and stuff. Is there? There are sessions where you can talk to me. Don't worry, when we expand, I'm not going to do the AMEBO for you people yet. But when we finally expand to some other interesting things and apps, you'll be able to even comment 1 million things. But there are comments too. There are ways you can leave reviews and stuff. You know, I live for that too. So what's the rant about? After I saw my, I was going somewhere. I was on my way. I went somewhere. I was going home. So I was in the bus. Also, I want to say something to some people. I didn't even know I was going to take a bus. I first took an Uber. Then I had to take a bus for some reason. It was when I was in the Uber that this thing even came to my mind. See, times are hard. I know it sounds cliche that when you hear things like times are hard, times are not safe, it seems like you hear it all the time from your parents, from older people around you trying to make you extra, extra safe. But in the actual sense, if someone tells you that they are looking out for you, they care for you, they do care, I promise. So please, I just want to say that don't kill yourself. Try to be safety conscious. At the same time, try to respect your pocket and don't live above your means. Because who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to prove a point to? If you basically live your life about or make your life centered around that, you will just lose focus on the things you're supposed to focus on. Please, what I'm just trying to say, I was in the Uber and I was having conversations with some people and I'm seeing the Uber guy and stuff and we're like, I don't know, it was just even in my head. I said some things out loud, but in my head, basically, I just want to say that if you cannot afford something, it was the Uber ride and stuff and comparing how Lagos people and people just basically see that some things as luxury or over luxury and they kill themselves when they can't afford it. Please don't kill yourself. You can't afford it, you can't afford it. There's nothing you can do about it. If it's an Uber ride that you check the app and you can afford, why not board it? Take it. I mean, you have the money. Do it. Don't compare yourself to somebody who has steady income that even if he takes Uber every 10 minutes, it will not even affect his account. He won't even feel it or she won't feel it wherever they're getting the money from. But you know that this money, if you spend it anyhow, before you get another one, you gotta sweat. You have to go through a lot. You weigh your options. I just know why. I just have to say this. You weigh your options. You check things. Okay, is this Uber necessary? Or is it that there's not, okay, let me just do it and stuff. And you go. Don't kill yourself. And when you find out that, okay, this Uber ride or this Uber thing is not forthcoming or it's not working, you take a public transport. It's a public transport. But either ways, whether you're taking a public transport or you are taking a private transport, you must be careful. Check around, look inside, like do all your safety precautions. I mean, if God is protecting us, we should protect ourselves. I think I saw it on Twitter one time where somebody said, "Don't make God's work difficult," and I smiled. I mean, but that's not the point. You can't make God's work difficult for him, but the point is just that do your path. I usually would say that God will not do what you're supposed to do for you. That's one thing I learned, maybe the hard way, that there's your part and there's God's part. Because he's God and he's sovereign and he can do a lot of things, does not mean that he should do everything for you. I mean, you have a mind of your own, so much so that you have a choice too. And you have a willpower to an extent. So much willpower too, but don't just abuse it. So I hope you understand. I hope you get my point. I hope we are clear enough that you should try to live within your means. Don't worry, you'll get there. And enjoy your moments. Enjoy the moments where you are jumping buses. Because the time will come that you graduate to Uber. Or you might not even need to graduate to Uber. You just graduate to your own private car. Enjoy the moments where you are squatting with people. Or squatting with someone. Or you're living in your parents' house. Enjoy, because the time will come that you will not be able to do that anymore. I don't know why people just cause problems for themselves because they don't know how to live in the moment. Yeah, I live in my head a lot, but I used to live in the moment, so I used to be grateful for a lot of things. Shagbo. So let's try to live within our means. And whenever I want things, don't just say that, okay, this is my life. This is how it is. This is my standard. And I can't shake, I can't shift. Hello? Excuse me? Even God, who made us, has his rules. And sometimes if you read your Bible, or if you check very through the stories, you see that he used to, like, there's something that used to happen that he'd be like, ah, God, but God is not partial. It's God, it's God. So let's not digress. That's just the point. That's one thing I just wanted to chip in before I gave you the rant. Live within your means and enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. Okay, that being said, my rant, I go into the bus. This man comes in. There is heat. You are wearing a nylon plastic freaking bag, aka raincoats. It's one thing I love Lagos people for is how they invent so fast. Like, they do everything are business. You see this rain where they fall? You see this period? Oh my God. Oh my God. I want on tarring coats and nylon coats. All of them, they are making their money. Maybe something was 50 naira before, but they see that people are in desperate need for something, they hike the price to 200 naira. You get me? The one that was 20 naira will sell at 100 naira. So, they are making their money. This is their period. So, whether the man was wearing nylon or whatever, it did not concern me. He came in, he sat down beside me. Thing was smelling. And I even thought I was whispering under my breath, under my voice. You know, sometimes, yeah, you are saying something, I think that you are saying it under your voice, but you are saying it out loud. You think you are in your head and in your mind, but people are hearing you and you're saying it out loud. And my mom was beside me. She heard the man heard. He didn't answer. So my mom just hit me. I was like, I should mind my business that. Ah, people are kiniko. I just looked up. I said, sorry. And my mother said, sorry. And I looked up. Ah, I don't know where the man is coming from. I don't know who do him. I don't know what's his problem. Maybe he came with anger issues. Maybe he's bipolar. That's none of my business. It did not concern me. That one ended like that now. My bag was on my lap. This man, I think, wanted to take something from his pocket. He scratched. I usually get irritated so easily. I get irritated. This man wanted to take something from his pocket. So I think he was trying to, like, adjust his leg. He stepped on me. Like, he rubbed the whole sole of the bata, of the shoe. He rubbed it on my leg. Ah. I had to talk that. Ah. So you stepped on me or something. I even said in the nicest way and stuff. Guess what this man said? He said, hey, me too, I should sit down where. Hey, I should hold my bag where. Ha. Walk inside the way your leg move. And how I'm seated and stuff. Because the last time I checked, everyone sitting comfortably. You're the one that readjusted to do something in your pocket. And I started shouting. Me, I didn't even remember that my mom was beside me in the kini. I was already ready to change it for the man. Because what rubbish. What kpala kpala. What nonsense. What bullshit. What want to cause rubbish that you cannot open your dirty mouth and say sorry when you clearly did something wrong. That even everybody in the bus was begging me to keep quiet when I started raising my voice. Because everyone's like, we're in auntie Emma Binu, we're in Emma Binu, Emma Sonkoko, meaning that auntie, don't say anything. He's a mad person. Don't say anything. He's crazy. Just forget about it. Don't be angry. Don't be crossed. Because it was very irritating. You stepped on me so much more that if me that my skin is soft, I feel don't wound. I don't know which kind should the man wear. You want to wound me? You'll just end it. Sorry. And that's the end. Everything will don't end like that. So he didn't say sorry. He did not say sorry. And my mom was irritated. And people were giving it to him. So I think something told him in his mind that he should get down from the bus and board another bus. Because if he had boarded that bus with me, if he said one more word or told me to do anything, I would have given him jabby. And the man is very small beside me. He looks like our last bomb beside me, but you know he's older, he's small. So if I use this my big body to hit him, even though the body is not that big like that, but near him, if I use it to give him jab him like this, he would all fall down from the bus because he was at the edge. I don't know, that thing that told him to come down from that bus and board on that one, whether it's God's spirit, the thing liked him because I was ready for him. You stepped on me, that dirty smelling leg, you cannot say sorry, and you were still claiming rights. I was ready for him because I could see that something else was coming. He was going to complain. So something just told him that, Oga, calm down, just come down from this bus and bother and that one. I was like, better. Rubbish and nonsense. That's my rant. I don't know why people can't just apologize. Please, if you're like that, change. Change, because I might not have the patience. Even before he got down from the bus, he fought with the conductor. Everybody now saw that, ah, truly, truly, oh, this one is a mad person. Sure, Lagos is full of mad people. It depends on the time that you jam them. You cannot be in Lagos and you have not jammed mad person before. It's very impossible. Even if you are just strolling or passing through Lagos, they will have shown you their placard of madness. That's it. That's my rant. The crux of my rant is, if you do something wrong, regardless of your age or regardless of who you offend, learn to say sorry. And don't be stupid about it. Don't go through corners. Don't. If you are going to just move 2 seconds or 2 minutes to say you're sorry, don't make it take 10 years for you to say sorry. And don't be proud about your sorry. Sorry is humility. Being apologetic, you have to be humble about it. Don't use pride. If not, your sorry is useless. It's like pouring water inside trash can or inside baskets. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to my rants and my TED Talk. God bless you. Amen. So, what we're about to talk about. Thank you so much for the love I received on the last episode. Apparently, all of us are together on this thing. We can't really do much. We'll be fine. We'll definitely be fine. Just direct your energy towards something positive, something good, something that you love intentionally and constantly. You see that you'll be fine. I'm trying to be fine too. It's not like I don't have my down days. Don't get it twisted, but I'm trying to be fine. Amen. So, having spoken about the parent and child relationship, I think it's only nice. You know, we're on a series of relationships. And since I took off with that, I think it's only nice for me to make the next episode about sibling relationship. I mean, there's a lot. Family is very big. Family is wide. Family is what you call it. Family is what you want to define it as. And I think that if the issues or if things at home are not really properly addressed, it's going to affect every other thing that you do out there. If someone is not raised properly, or someone does not have good orientation about things, or doesn't see a good example, or sees a bad example and follows through with it, might have a bad friendship, bad dating experiences with people, or even end up hurting someone in a marriage and making them regret why they ever ended up with them, if you feel me. So, we don't want to end up like that. We're on earth for a lot of things, and one of which is trying to make an effort to constantly be good. Not just see a fuck up and then not give a shit about it. So, we're talking about siblings relationship. And again, I usually would like to say disclaimer. This is just what I think. This is just how I see things, or maybe how someone else sees it, and I'm just the mouthpiece to say it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's about me. If I want to tell you that something's about me, you know I would say it. So don't take anything too personal, because all my life, everything I do, people always think that it's directed towards them one way or the other. And I'm sorry, I don't really give a shit. I'm not going to clear the air on anything. So if after I'm being nice enough to give you a disclaimer, you still go ahead and think that something's about you, probably you need Igbo and Shayo to clear your head, because I don't know what again. So, yeah. Having said that, welcome to the sibling episode of the podcast. Yay. So, I like to ask, what's your relationship like with your sibling or siblings? Some people might not want to admit yet, but they have their favorite siblings. You know, as much as parents have their favorite child or favorite kid or kids, even within siblings, there's that one that is their fave. I happen to live with boys. I don't have a sister. I don't know what it feels like to have a sister, but they know what it feels like to have a sister and brothers. Quite lucky of them. Can't relate. So, growing up with boys was good. Maybe that kind of contributed to a lot of things, a lot of characteristics in my life. I don't know. I can't say. But I love my brothers, and my fave knows himself. He knows himself, and I think everyone else in the family knows who my fave is. There's no need to even balance. There's no need to stress it. Who you love, know. Who you love, Abi.
who you love knowing self, and who love you know. Well, I don't know what I'm saying, but who you love knowing self. So, I have seen good relationships with siblings as much as I have seen bad relationships with siblings. I mean, it's I've seen enviable relationships, like, oh, and I've seen some that are like, eh, and I've seen some that I'm like, no, that's your sister, don't do that, that's your brother, stop. And we happen to be in Africa where there's always somebody else to blame for everything other than ourselves. Because you might see, if two siblings have a problem, it's always the other person's fault. Nobody really ever owns up. Pride and probably prejudice, I'll be prejudiced, will not let someone own up to their bullshit or fault. And I'm trying to tell you that the reason why you probably have problems, maybe why you have problems with people, maybe there's a probability that the reason why you have a problem with people is maybe because you don't have a good relationship with yourself first and the people you first knew, your siblings. Maybe you don't even talk to them. And I'm not even talking about, oh, what's this one's favorite color? And what's his best song? What's this one's stuff? No, it's not necessarily about that, even though that's one of it. But I'm just saying. I feel like even if you don't strive to, like, in all the relationships there are, if there's one that you should actually strive to make an effort to have good relationship with, because it's going to affect every other one well or bad, is the relationship with your siblings. That's why I ask, what is it like? Like, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you gauge? Is it that, okay, this sibling is a 10 with him, or this one is a 5 with her, this one is a 0? Like, is it different, or you can just say, together, all of us, I can call it a 7, it's good. Is it something like that? Is this something that you are very, very, very proud of, or you are ashamed of, or you feel like can do better? What causes rift? Because I've seen how some of my friends live with their siblings. And sometimes I'm like, ew. Mind you, sometimes the relationship, that some things that you might see that, oh, these siblings, why are they like this? It might be their love language. It might be odd in your own kind of relationship or sibling relationship, but it's their own love language. It's how they relate. So you cannot just judge. You can't judge other people's relationship. They're the ones that use their mouth to say what it is like. And you use your mouth to say what it is like with you. Some people believe that, oh, if you are not all mushy, if you are not all pinky and all those kind of things, then we are fighting. Well, some people, when it seems like, oh, they are saying words and stuff to each other, then they are fighting or something. Do you get me? So, what are the reasons why siblings have? You know, sometimes relationships are just so, like, different. So, what can you say, or what can I say, that can be the reason why people have bad relationships with their siblings? One, it can be personal. It can be just be that this person, ko moju, not no face, it not no sign. Everybody just anybody. Like, just treat anybody any other. That's just how they are formed. That's just how they are made. They don't care about the consequences of their actions. Like, that's how they are. That's their portfolio, typically. So, whether it's brother or sister or anybody or mommy or aunt, everybody is everybody to them. They don't think that anybody should have a place, or even if they have a place, they shouldn't just be placed on any position in their lives, not necessarily. Those are one of the things that could make people have bad relationships with their siblings. Some might feel like, well, for people that are polygamous or whose parents are polygamous in nature, some might feel like, is my, we are just, the only thing that joins us together is just a father. We have different moms, so I don't necessarily have to have anything to do with them or her or him. Or it can be, we have the same mom but different fathers. And while they will not be feeling like, oh, there's a bridge or there's a gap between them from their parents. Hence, they don't necessarily have to have a bond with them. But I'm here to tell you, if that is your excuse, that there are many people that if they don't tell you that they are from different parents or one of their parents is not the same, you won't necessarily know. I feel like if your parents made a mistake, you're not supposed to carry on with the consequences. That's literally none of your business. But I think that's another gist for another day. That's none of your business. If your siblings are having rift and stuff, your parents are having rift, so it's not your responsibility as siblings to carry it on your head too and be doing those kind of things. Nobody will give you an award for that. So that's one of the reasons. And it might be just that I've said two things now. It might be that that's just how they are. They don't just care. I know that in every family, there's that one sibling that, on the scale of caring, they're on the lowest. And some on the scale of caring, they're on the highest. So some don't care. Some have other factors that, oh, we are not totally 100% binded. Hence, I don't give a shit about you. Period. Point blank. I don't want to know anything about you. Some people, probably their siblings have offended them. They probably did something bad to them that they probably are scarred, and they don't want to have anything to do with them and stuff. I don't think I need to tell you a reason why people have good relationship with their there are a billion more reasons why people have bad relationships with their siblings, but I don't think I necessarily have to tell you the reason why people have good relationships with their siblings too. But I think I should just tell you some. One, because they make an effort. Two, because it's naturally there. Some people say, parents, then their parents have more responsibility to teach them that this is your brother, you have to love him and stuff. Hello. Okay. Even if you didn't know that as a child or maybe as a toddler, as you're growing, you live with somebody, you will not care and you not love the person. It's not possible. I don't think that's possible now. At least a little iota of love and care for somebody. It's very impossible. So let's not even bring in that blame game of blaming. Let's not even if I'm playing any blame game here, let's not even blame the parent. Because I feel like siblings relationship is not something that should be decided for you by your parents. Your parents don't necessarily have a right to tell you that this is how you should relate with your siblings. You're the one that will use your head and tell yourself that, okay, this is what I should do. I think one time last week or last 2 weeks, one of my very good friends was ranting to me about how she's the one funding her younger brother's relationship, and I was wheezing. I was laughing. And it's funny because I would do the same thing for my brother. So she spoke to me about it because she knows that I can relate. We're just talking about money, that how we do this money thing. I'm just normal cruise and stuff now. She told me that, this one, that she's even at her lowest and brokest. I said, what happened, Debs? You don't ever get broke. She now narrated to me, that her brother is in a relationship. He has been wanting the girl for a long time. So he has already gotten her. And she's so, like, she does not want him to lose. She does not want him to lose her and stuff. So she's the one, anything that concerns money and even advice and stuff, she's the one that is there. I just did laugh. It was like I was laughing at myself because I can do the same thing. So I don't feel like there's a reason why people should be good to their siblings. For me, I feel like love, when you love somebody or when you love something, you don't necessarily have to have a reason attached to it. That's how I basically feel. To be very honest, that's how I feel. I feel like if you ask me, if I'm in a relationship with someone, I ask me, why do you love this person? If I'm able to point out something, and maybe bad enough, that thing is physical, very materialistic, I'm fooling myself, because those things will fade away at some point. Or even if they are there at some point, they won't mean anything to me. I probably won't see them anymore. So I personally feel like if you like somebody genuinely, and if you love someone, or if you are to do it, you shouldn't have a reason. That's why I said at first that I don't think I should give reasons for why you should love, care, and protect your siblings. I don't think I should give a reason to as to why you should do certain things for your siblings. I don't think it's necessary. But I think there are reasons why people do things the way they do. People don't like their siblings. I feel like there are reasons why. And some of them I don't agree with, like I've said, and blaming parents, blaming people and stuff. I feel like it's not left to you to actually give yourself sense and be like, okay, this person, no, let's do like this. I think I was saying something like, I was with a friend and he was telling me about how he would do anything for his sister. That she's so surrounded, like how his sister is so surrounded with so much and everything that she needs and wants and more, and there's no reason for her to misbehave and all of that. That if we were just joking about it, so I was just laughing, like, actually, it's true. And in that sentence, in that little conversation that we had, I could see how much, not just him, but his other siblings, I could see how much they were so into their sister, like, okay, this is my sister and all, but guess what? They don't show it. That's why I said earlier that sometimes the way some people relate when it comes to this sibling thing, the way some people relate, you don't have to put your mouth inside it too, because you can just find yourself in the middle and alone. Like, there are some things that it can seem like thug relationship or gangster shit. Have you ever seen me and my brothers? God, if you see us, we don't like each other. We don't. You will never see me. What? We fight. We play fight. Like, you won't see us all. We whine each other. We tease each other. We insult each other. That's our love language. That's our code. And some people who are always mushy and huggy and kissy and lovey with their siblings might see what we are doing as we don't like each other. So I think that one of the things that you can do to, like, constantly have a good relationship as you grow, because I realized that as you grow, it's no longer what you used to seem or what you used to be as a child. As you grow, you have to be actually more invested, interested, and more intentional about this thing, relationship with your siblings. Because if you just leave it the way it has been as a child, just leaving it like that, you realize that you don't know your siblings' children, you don't know anything about their lives, you don't know anything about their wives or their husbands, you don't even know anything again about your siblings. You guys just grow apart. It will seem like play. So even if, for example, now, even if you are still growing now, even if you don't have a bad relationship with your siblings, or it's not looking as if it's bad on the scale, if you don't make an effort to constantly continue to keep it, it will destroy. It will spoil. It will scatter. Whatever you want to use to say it, it will just dilapidate. And you don't want that, because, see, everybody will go. I had a friend once that everybody will go, anything can happen with anybody, but you see your siblings, you see that love, you see that thing with your siblings, don't ever let it go. Don't even make that mistake of, I have seen where, I mean, I have parents who have some of their siblings are still alive, some have died, and I have seen on both sides, I've seen both how they relate with their siblings. And most times when I see how my parents relate with their siblings, I'm always like, that kind of thing. My mom is very cool. She's cool. She's like that kind of do anything for her sibling. Even though sometimes I'm trying to, like, see some things about how I don't like what her sister does and all, I see her trying to support her in the kind of way it gets me angry, but it's her sister. I can't really do anything about it. Sometimes she'll come around and complain and shout about how she don't like how my auntie does some things and all. But if my auntie calls her, she'll not pick her call and stuff. But if my auntie calls her back this minute, she's picking her call, though. She's replying her text, though. If there's a problem, she's telling her what to do and how to solve it, though. If there's no money, you go find way new. Do you get me? Then there's my dad who... At first, I used to think that, why does this man, like, when I was growing as a child, used to annoy him, because whenever my friends used to say, oh, they are going to their cousins, they are going to their uncles, I can't relate. My daddy did not raise me like that. Where are you going to? Whose house are you going to do holiday? Don't you have your house? Don't you have food? Those are the questions my daddy would ask. Don't you have everything you need in the house? So why are you going to someone else's house? My friend, go and sit down there. That's just it. So I was growing as a child, and I used to feel like, these are your brothers now. At this step... Even if they are step, I did not see your siblings.
But this one, I was even talking about wanting to actually link with, and they are not step anything. But then I realized that some things have happened when they were growing up, and even when we were growing, when we were children, a lot of things happened between them that probably made him just give up. Coupled with some other personal rules he had with himself in his life and stuff that affected his family. Because my dad does not believe that you have to go on holiday to anybody's place. He believes you just visit and come back. Because it feels like going to stay in someone's house is like inconveniencing them. That's how it feels. That's his... That, because one day we spoke about it and I kind of understood his point of view. That's how it feels. That even when they were growing up with his siblings, one of them would travel to Kaduna, travel to another place. He doesn't go. He stays at home. Because it feels like it's inconvenient for somebody to host you for a very long period of time. Hence, it's transcending into our own lives too. Even though me, I like to go and visit people. I have to. So if I've ever come to visit you, if I've ever stayed with you, if I've ever left my, maybe in school, if I've ever left my hostel to come to your side and I plan to just see you and go, and you tell me, stay now, and I stayed, then I really liked you. Because by default, I became that kind of person too that used to feel like, oh, I can't stay with somebody. It's going to be inconvenient and all those kind of things. So I've seen how my parents are two different people. With their, speaking on, well, let's talk about their relationship with their siblings. My mom has not still given up. She's still very loving and caring and forgiving and just forgetting. She'll get angry, blab, and move on and rant and stuff. But my popsy has, it feels like he has tried. That when it comes to this sibling, oh no, he has tried. That he will still continue to do his little bit. He tries for them to the bit he can. But me, I personally know that he could have done more for them if whatever happened between them while growing up didn't happen. Or when it happened, he was kind of rectified. So, this is my own little way of telling you that if you have a good relationship with your siblings, don't let sentiment and other things destroy it. And if it's not so good enough, you people should make a collective effort, because one person cannot do it. One person cannot do it. One person cannot keep the fire burning, so to say. One person cannot. It's not possible. One person cannot be the only one. It has to be everybody. I have a lot of friends too that I envy their relationship with their siblings, because it's really nice, it's cool. Me, I'm the mushy type, I'm the kind of that kind of person, even though sometimes I talk it like fear reports, you get, because it gotta be like that. But they'll still know that there's still that love there. Because to be very honest, one of the things I dread the most is growing up and not having a relationship with my brothers. I feel go crazy, because whenever I'm in school or whenever we're not together, even though it took me a while to learn that I can't always be in the same place and space with my brothers, I had to learn it the hard way with tears, cry. Because most times when I'm losing my mind, I just need them to just do their stupid teasing for me. They might not know what they are doing to me. Oh my God, my brothers are going to hear the podcast and be feeling flattered. Oh. But they might not know what they are doing or how they're helping, but it's helping me. They're helping me ease my stress off. They're helping me ease the anxiety at that moment off. I'm not saying thank you to you people. Rest. That's one of the things I dread the most, like growing up and then my children don't know their uncles. There's no nephew uncle relationship. There's no nephew or nephew niece uncle and that kind of relationship with them. There's no, oh, I'm going to my uncle, this person's place, this person's children are coming over. There's no link between the cousins. Bro, I'm just praying that I don't get married to my cousins, because I don't know all of my cousins. I think one time my mom was telling me that I have one of my cousins in Unilorin, a bit too. And my gut is telling me that I think I know the person in my hostel. Something is telling me, because somebody shouted one time in my hostel that the mom died. Later, like 1 week later, I got a call that one of my dad's sister died. It was a girl. So, if I'm linking something that's not supposed to be linked together, but my gut just told me that person was my cousin. May we not go and marry our cousin and just fall in love, please, I beg. Even though I know that some religions allow it, but I beg. So, if you are like me, that you dread growing up and growing apart from the last set of people that you should actually be apart from or away from, then please make it an intentional and constant effort to keep something with your siblings. I know these people are mad. I know they move mad. I know sometimes you want to break their head, you want to strangle them, you want to, but you know you love them. I think one time I saw one tweet that someone says, how is it possible to love somebody so much at the same time hate them? And somebody replied, haven't you seen siblings love? Like, it can be, bro, you be my G, I show you love, but for your life, no come my perfumery. Don't come there, don't touch anything. I want him today, we fight about it. Tomorrow he comes, Jesus, what do I want to say? Nothing. Nothing. I just wake up in the morning, I see somebody on my shirt because they are privileged that I don't usually do girly stuff. I don't have money yet, so I've not unlocked my dress sense to that level, so to say. So it'd be like, say we be mates for dress clothes and dressing, we they wear the same type of clothes. Now why then they disrespect me? I feel just wake up, see my hoodie for person body, or me that one self, of course, like 2 minutes fight and insults. Next minute I'm cooking in the kitchen and everybody's going to eat. So there's something about siblings. Like I said, that sometimes some things that you see between some siblings can seem very strange or to you, but to them, that's how they roll. That's their anthem. That's their love language. Or that's their love song. That's the lyrics that they understand. What we're talking about is you. Because in this life, learn to mind your business so you will not go and collect. We're talking about you and your siblings and how you are with them. How you have to be intentional about it. If that's the only thing I'm going to say on this pod, then so be it. So, try to, if you have a bad relationship with your siblings, call them today, fix up. Leave a text. If you know that calling is not going to work, leave a text. If you know, like, I also have to say that every sibling has their own peculiar and special treatment. Let me give an example. How I treat brother number one is not how I treat brother number two. I used to want to treat all of them together, but then I understood that everybody, even as much as all of us might have a unified language that we speak, everyone still has their own subtopic, sub-language. Like, I know the one that I have to go all lovey-dovey, so much, sprinkle, toppings and all of that mushy things for. I know the one I have to go gangster for. I know the one I have to go in between with. I know the one I have to give mommy vibes to show that I actually love them. That's how much, you can see how much I'm invested in this relationship with my brothers, because I think it's from there. A lot of people will be shouting about, oh, how they don't have a relationship and stuff. The relationships that you have with people around you first, how are you treating it? How are you working on it? How is he like? What's he like for you? Maybe that's one of the reasons why, maybe that's what God is trying to tell you, that work, pay attention to the one around you first. And when you've learned what I'm trying to teach you, then probably you get the message. You are ready. You have learned. You have graduated. That's it. So, learn also. I thank God I remember this before we close. Learn that if you have two siblings, in as much as there's a unified language that three of you speak, how you treat A is not how you treat B. Like, for example, if it's one person's birthday, you have to understand that on this person's birthday, this is what this person is like, or this is how this person is in nature. Hence, this is what to tend to be like, this person is going to like or want. If you go and buy cake for somebody that just wants to hear your voice on the phone, you don't miss Samu. If you go and be calling and dropping text for somebody that wants you to just say that, oh yeah, send your account number, let me send money, you have missed it. So it's not about just wanting to first go outside and look for love and search for love and build with somebody. Start with the ones that God has given you first. Understand it, and then you see that life is different for you. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. This is where we draw the curtains on this episode of the podcast. Yeah. I don't want to keep going on and back and forth. I know that my listeners are very smart. They understand what I'm saying. So, koni kama surge. Koni kama tun. So, there's no need for us to keep repeating what we've said already. So, thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, drop your reviews, drop your comments.
keep sharing, keep telling people about this thing, keep telling people. A lot of podcasts that I heard about, or the fact that I even heard about podcasting, is from people. There's a lot that a little sentence in someone's DM can do for me. Because if this deal come, if these deals come, this sponsorship, these endorsements, they come, I'm going to buy you people the Benz. You people don't want money from me. You don't want Benz. You don't want to be on a regular stipend from me. Stop now. Ekai now. And please don't forget to get your PVCs. They think we're on a serious set of people and we can't do anything. But there's a part that God will play and there's a part that you will play. God won't play your part for you because you obviously cannot play God's part for him. So everybody should have sense this 2022, 2023. And we should go and get our PVCs and vote. Thank you and God bless. It seems like I'm ending it on it. But thank you, sir. Thank you. Let me just follow my voice. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Remy loves you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Origato, abi arigato. Bye, guys. Love you so much.